Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das meist was Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. We have a chabura of people, Hayayashim, that are sitting Beshar at the entranceway of a chatzir that is not theirs, Oibachanus, or by a store that's not theirs. Yamalem, the owner of the courtyard or the shop, says to them, Chevra, Tlulachem, Te'enim, here I have these Te'enim, he brought them from the field, he did not bring them into his chatzir yet, or into his store yet. He says, please, help yourself. So then is Eichlin, they can eat the Te'enim Achilas Haroi. Ipiturin, they're potter from separating Meiser, it didn't go into Shlav Beis yet. Remember, it's Nigmaru Malachton. You have to have one of the six things to take place for it to go into Shlav Beis. What are the six things again? Either the owner is selling it or took it to be sold. Shabbos came. The owner separated Truma from it, salted it, cooked it, or brought it into his courtyard. And for sure, his house. Now, none of these things actually happened yet. The owner brought it home from the field, not to sell. He didn't bring it into his chatzar yet. So if he's inviting them to eat, they can eat Achilas Haroi, even if they bring it into the chatzar, or even if they bring it into the shop. What do you mean? If these yidden that are sitting here take him up on the offer, they take the figs and they bring it into the store, so why should it become fully mechuyev in Trumas Yemaisers? And the answer is, it has to be into your own chatzar or your own house. They're accepting the gift. They're picking up the figs on the outside. It belongs to these guests. They're taking it into a courtyard that belongs to the original owner of the figs, or a store that belongs to the original owner of the figs. They're not taking it into their courtyard. That doesn't click it into the next shlav, into the next level. It still remains mutar b'achilas haroi. So we have an ironic situation. Once again, the Mishnah. We have a chabura of people, hayayashim, that are sitting bashar at the gateway of a courtyard which is not theirs, Oibachanos, or by a store that's not theirs. The Omar, the owner of the chatzar, or the chanos, says to them, Tlulachem teinim, here, take some of the teinim that are outside over here to eat. They're my teinim, I brought them from the field, I put them down on the outside. Oichlin, they can eat the teinim achilas haroi. Upturin, they're part of the separate miser. But Ubal Ashar, the owner of the courtyard, Ubal Achanos, or the owner of the store, should he bring them in chayavin? He can't eat Achilas Haroi anymore. He is mechuyev to take maisers before he eats anything. Rabbi Huda says even the owner of the chatzar or the owner of the store would be potter to take off maisers. Why? Because Rabbi Huda holds it has to be a chatzar mishtemeres. It has to be a place that's guarded and a place that you wouldn't be embarrassed to eat there. And because most store owners would be embarrassed to eat in front of their customers or eat over here by the opening of a chatzar, where people can see, that's not called bringing into the chatzar, says Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Huda, Piter, Rabbi Huda would say even the owner of the chatzar or the owner of the store would be potter on separating maestros. In other words, the heter for Achilas Haroi stays if he's in the gateway of his courtyard, if he's in the shar of his courtyard, or in the area where the customers are, he's embarrassed to eat over there. Anshe yachzor aspanav, unless he turns his face to the side, so people don't see him eating, or he moves his seat to a place where he's not facing his customers. Ah, then you're in your own chatzah where you're not embarrassed to eat. So now the next shlav clicks in where it's Asr Bechilas Haroi, but until then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he's inside his chatzah or inside his store, but if he's embarrassed to eat there, that's not called bringing it into a chatzah or a house that's Mechayev B'maisras.